Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, the one and only Flaming Gaze Dancer.
No, it's Dancer of the Fiery Gaze.
No, sorry. Dancer of the Fiery Gaze. My mistake.
Will playing Nath Vendikar. Ready for adventure.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. And do you guys want to know what Tam's greatest fear is? Teleportations.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Curtis playing Ronin.
Awkward.
And we're not. I'm not teleporting either.
And Pete playing Meta.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good beer, dude. I don't know what the hell it is. It's like a scotch coffee.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's like a double stout.
What? Imperial something.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be so viscous.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably been in the fridge for a year.
Probably.
Probably is. It's
probably like 5 years old.
So it's an aged Imperial
stout. For those listeners, we found a beer in the fridge that is an all-black can with no markings on it anywhere, and we're like, yeah, fuck it, let's drink it.
It's a mystery beer.
It actually used to have a label on it, but the label wore off.
Well, it was possible.
Or maybe, it's from New Zealand.
Or it's just from one of those like small batch places, like you can get it like Triptych.
Yeah, instead of bringing a growler in, they just throw it in a generic can. Yeah.
And
whatever it is, it's fucking phenomenal.
I was pleasantly surprised. Yep. I was like, this is probably going to suck. And I'm smelling it like, that smells pretty good. Take a sip. Whoa, I didn't expect that. Uh-huh. I think it is like a double Imperial Stout or something.
Uh-huh. Kind of like the last time Neil was at the bar, took a girl home, and goes, whoa, what is that? It's bigger than mine.
And she had a huge clit. Huge clit. Don't be afraid of it, guys, though. It's not a penis. It's a huge clit.
Okay.
You have a clit?
No. This lady.
I thought you were trying to tell me not to be afraid of your...
No. The big clits. Don't be afraid of the big clits.
I was a little nervous.
Some women just have big clits. It's okay. Don't cling shame.
So
when you said that, I thought, Colonel Hogan!
I see nothing.
No, that's when Neil was in Taiwan. He goes, I see nothing.
I've never been to Taiwan, but thanks.
God damn, that's...
Peter, are you inviting me to go on vacation in Taiwan to keep your secret from your wife? Is that what you're trying to say? You wanted somebody to go with,
no.
And you thought I would probably be the one person okay with going with you?
No, to be honest, the wife would probably dare me to do it just to see if I would.
Gross.
Agreed.
She'd be there. No, rub his head. Rub the bald part.
He likes that better.
But it's so small.
But if Pete went to Thailand or Taiwan, he'd be normal size.
He would be tall.
Well, at least normal size.
He wouldn't be a mini-me anymore. Hey, Pete.
Damn.
Pete, fuck you.
Even though most of the people from when I started working at my company aren't there anymore, there is still a picture of me in the baby seat in the driver's chair of the ambulance with boxes of gloves taped to my shoes.
Nice.
Were you being hazed at the time? Or?
Maybe. But okay. We had transported a patient to the ER, and we had another call, so I ran out there, and there's a fucking baby seat in the driver's seat. I'm like, fuck it. I jumped in, and we went. It was for... guy having a stroke or some shit. And so I drove to the call in the baby seat.
Nice. That's pretty
Why
impressive.
Why was there a baby seat in the driver's seat?
Because they were being assholes and I was on the ambulance.
He was being hazed.
So like we had, back when I played softball, we had an older guy that one of the guy's dads was a pitcher. So I had a couple of the guys distract him on his 65th birthday. And I went around the other side and got a walker out, opened it up, took it out to the pitcher's mound. There's like, I don't know, probably 200 people around, and everybody starts laughing, and he's like, what's everybody laughing about? He's like, looking around. And he looks at the walker. He laughs a little bit. He's like, fuck you guys, I'm leaving. He just like walked off. It was pretty great.
I got a funny story for this last week. So with the new job, you know, burying fiber optic cables, the way they connect everything, they're somewhere on the street is going to be in the ground a box. That's maybe 2 feet by 18 inches, right?
What's in the box?
What's in the freaking box?
What's in the box?
And spaghetti.
We call those a vault.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
And so we're in Champaign, and we go to this dude's house. And it was in one of those really great neighborhoods, you know? And I'm being facetious. But this guy's house is looking really good, right? It's got the landscaping done. It looks good, right? So we're trying to be all careful and stuff, but somehow, this normally doesn't happen, but the vault was, they built a sidewalk on top of the vault. So trying to dig to it was a lot of challenge. We've got that all figured out. But the funny part was, the guy that, he wasn't, I guess he was a relative. He was outside watching us work, sipping on his Hennessy at 9 in the morning, a little half pint, right? He's just kind of giggling to himself, and he's, eventually he goes, "Y'all gonna bury a midget in that thing?"
What?
Wow, did Champagne move like a couple hours south suddenly?
Right.
Yeah. Or a couple states south?
Yeah. Well, it turns out he was from Colorado.
No, that makes sense now.
That makes sense now. There's lots of weed use in Colorado.
But yeah, I mean, just it was the funniest. It struck us really bizarre because it's like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, that is really bizarre.
I'm like, yeah, how did he even figure that out? Like, you guys are usually so circumspect.
You should have right? turned around and just looked right at him and like, part of one.
Deadpan, yeah. That would have been great. See what he did then, you know.
Oh, he would have died laughing.
If you do it right.
Real men make you fit. Just remember that.
Yeah, we fit part of a midget in there. It's all how you fold them.
Got to know when to hold them.
When to hold them.
When to use a chainsaw. When to put them in a vat of boric acid.
Yeah.
Just don't do it in a bathtub. They'll fall through the floor every damn time.
Unless you got a plastic bathtub.
I had a call at work within the last week or so. Dude was trimming his tree with a chainsaw and somehow accidentally got himself stuck in a rope. So we had to send the fire department out there with a big old
ladder
to get him out.
Interesting.
Interesting.
It's like the day Pete asked me if we heard the sirens in our neighborhood. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, a tree fell in an old man. I was like, holy shit, is the guy okay? And he's like, what do you mean? You said the tree fell in an old man. I was like, oh, I meant the guy's house. I'm like, what the fuck, Pete? There's a little bit of difference between those two statements.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Maybe.
Be all right, though. So anyway, totally changing the subject. Shout out to my good old buddy, Mike Lotus, who's currently residing in Florida. Lucky bastard. And he gave us a comment, and I quote, "Reminds me of every RPG adventure I ever played back in the day. Hanging out with friends, telling stories, laughing. Oh yeah, also the game." I think that pretty well defines us. We do a lot of banter, don't we? In fact, I think Brent just last night was saying, well, you guys do have like 20 minutes of actual gameplay.
Yep.
I was like, yeah, on a good episode, it's about 20 minutes.
On a good episode, actually, we usually get about half and half, 30 minutes.
So. That's not terrible, then.
Yep.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the entertaining part.
Yeah. It makes us unique.
Maybe that's why we don't have very many listeners.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, fuck them.
Little column A, little column B, I don't know.
Yeah.
What, Will, what?
Oh, no, just Jason's comment.
You giggled.
So,
we meant the people that aren't listening to us, not you, our beloved listeners. Exactly. Like, oh, yeah, are listening.
I think that was implied, but okay.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, Will was definitely kind of, you could tell he was like, well, I don't know, we just said everybody.
I mean, unless you're particularly attractive, in which case, you know.
Maybe.
We'll give you Neil's number or email address.
What?
But you will not get my address when Neil is there. No. That is a definite no.
That crosses the line for damn sure. Especially when it's fucking 2 o'clock in the morning and you're drunk.
Well, yeah. We'll make a special one. It'll be a Shield Bash podcast. You can fuck Neil at gmail.com.
We should use that for a Patreon.
If no, you wow. love the content you're hearing, please subscribe and smash that like button.
And Neil will smash you.
Now, if you have standards, we'll send you to Brit.
There you go.
He comes.
If you have high standards.
Yeah, we didn't say anything about Harley. The level of standards.
Right. Just some.
If you have high standards, we'll send you both.
So our Patreon account's getting banned pretty quickly.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what we'll go to Indiegogo.
Yeah, we'll never get around to that. I mean, yeah.
We'll go to OnlyFans until their new changes come through where they don't allow any of that smut content anymore. You guys hear about that?
And then their business is going to fold.
Yep. Who is this?
OnlyFans.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that pretty much all OnlyFans is?
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty much an amateur porn site, and recently they decided to change their terms of service where you can't have any like smut content on it. So I'm pretty sure they're going to cease to exist here in the next, like, year.
So I got this great idea for a new website. What do you guys think?
Call it Only Flans. And every picture and video has to have a flan of some sort mentioned in it.
You're talking about the dessert?
In any form, yes.
Okay. He's talking about flan.
Yes.
That's why I was clarifying. I'm just making sure.
A little play on words there.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to call it Only Fans, but it's PHAN.
There you go.
Only pretty hot and
nasty.
Nasty, stupid people.
It's going to be a long website name.
Yeah. Well,
it's a lot to type.
It's acronyms.
With one hand.
That's what search histories are for.
Bookmarks, motherfucker. Bookmarks.
That's a good one, Will.
Speaking of bookmarks, I had, while I was gone, a computer pulled out of dispatch because a dispatcher moved to a different station for a day, and their bookmarks weren't on the computer, so the computer must be broken. So the computer company pulled the entire computer out, and it's still not been put back because they haven't figured out how to put her bookmarks on the fucking computer.
Stop talking about my job. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
Have you tried exporting your bookmarks, emailing to yourself, importing it, and then uploading it?
They spent 3 hours on the phone with this individual trying to figure out how to import.
It would take like fucking 3 minutes.
Faster just to go to the websites.
Do y'all not have like TeamViewer or something? Like Microsoft Office
Pro? Y'all don't
have
like intelligent people?
Have you met the people that they work with?
In regards to Will's question, yes, we have all of those. In regards to Jason's question...
No, we don't have any of those.
I was just really confused. Like, all they had to do is remote into her computer.
Literally, it's like five
or
mouse
their
clicks.
Computer, I should say. I don't think he specified.
Let's put it to you this way: the person responsible for making my cheeseburger and the person responsible for saving my life make almost the same amount of money.
Hey, listen. Neither one of those two people are who we're talking about.
Hey, if that's a Kobe beef cheeseburger, I think I'd be okay
with
it.
Hopefully they're skilled at least one of those two, you know.
Can you imagine how good a Kobe beef cheeseburger would be? Oh, my God.
I'm just thinking of the price tag.
Fucking good. Yeah, I'm sure it'd be like $150.
Yeah.
How fucking good would that be?
Well, that'd be amazing.
Got to go to Japan and find out.
Die right there.
I'd want one of these beers to go with it.
Guys,
whatever
what
is.
Why is the table moving up?
Sorry, I got excited.
Okay.
I was talking about Kobe beef.
Yeah, I know. You've got a lot of moaning going on here. The table's shifting around.
So that's what gets you there, huh, Neil?
Yeah.
Rich is excited that after several years of living together, he's finally figured out how to get you there.
That's good. Harley knew from like the first week.
He's no dummy.
You always wondered why you kept hearing him scream Hitachi.
You guys do go through a lot of peanut butter.
Crunchy.
Didn't really need to know the specifics.
It's okay. I got him with that earlier. It was a good one. He said it hurt, so that's good.
Cool.
Fuck you, Jason.
Will, what do you got?
No, I put it my 2 cents.
Turpies. Wow.
I'm all out of pennies.
I heard there was a corn shortage.
You say corn or coin?
I heard corn.
Corn shortage. There for a second, I thought he said porn. I was like, there's no shortage of... Never mind.
I mean, maybe that's his thing. Like, maybe he's in...
Maybe he's in a midget porn.
Shortage porn?
Midget porn. Midget's counting out change incorrectly. Specifically.
Don't kink shame.
I'm not.
I'm sorry, sir. I've tried 3 times and I keep coming up with 68 cents.
Okay, takes his coins and leaves. That's the stuff.
The system is rigged.
Okay, I have an idea for another new website.
Is it not that?
What's it called? Midgetcoinshortage.com?
See a penny, pick it up, all good the day, you'll have good luck.
We have a very specific set of skills.
Mostly a lot of fives. Can I give you singles?
Kurt, what do you got? Funny story. Come on. You got something always. No?
No, I'm a little flat today.
No,
you're not. I can see your belly.
But a bump. Keeps my dick from getting sunburnt.
There you go.
I'm glad he wears
up there in the naked room.
I use clothes for that.
Yeah, me too. You gotta try it sometimes.
Some of us have naked rooms, and some of us don't. Just saying. It's very liberating watching football in the nude.
Ed, you said naked room, so I'm going to presume this is like four walls and a roof.
Oh, you've never heard that story?
No. I don't particularly want to know the story. I just want to double check that it's four walls and a roof, because then you're inside. You don't have to worry about getting fucking sunburned to begin with.
He's got big windows. Yeah, windows.
Floor-to-ceiling windows.
There's so many car accidents on this end of town.
It's a solarium.
That's right.
Well, he was teasing Johnny, his son, a while back, and... So when you move out, I'm going to make that my naked room.
Big screen TV, a leather couch, and an aquarium. Hey, life will be good.
A leather couch, man. Hey, what's wrong with that?
It's got a bathroom, too.
Lambskin, baby.
No, I don't like leather couches when I'm wearing clothes.
So you try it when you're extremely sunburned. It's even better.
The aquarium aspect. Are you going to go fishing in that aquarium?
No.
Salt or freshwater?
Salt. Absolutely. Okay. Gotta have sharks in there. Gotta have sharks.
Dun, sea snake.
Dun, 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 specifically baby hammerhead sharks, the miniature ones. You gotta have those. Those are fascinating creatures,
big
by the
tank.
Way. You can get small ones that don't even get like 9 to 12 inches.
Yeah, my sister used to own them. You still want a fairly large tank, but not like... We're talking like the size you'd see in a doctor's office waiting room.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. But that's a big tank, though. That's not a small tank.
I'll show you a big
tank. Like a, not like a Bond villain.
No.
No laser beams on their head.
No.
Sharks with freaking laser beams.
Lasers.
Yeah, I never really understood that. It's like, what are they going to do with the laser beams? Like, it's not going to help
them see or
hunt or anything. Like, well, back when this came out, laser weapons were... Like fiction still.
No, I know. They were used the same way as like nanotech is used in movies now, where it's just kind of like this blanket explanation for shit that things can be done.
So back when I watched it originally, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. The laser sight's not going to help them do anything. They already see well. Like, I was very confused.
I think that the key there is that whole film is satire.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure you're a huge fucking nerd. Most people didn't question that.
Yeah. Definitely a nerd. Now they have, like, laser beams that can melt metal from, like, a mile away, which is fucking insane.
Hell, they got buildings in London that can melt metal.
Yeah. The light reflecting, yeah.
You ever seen the thing where it's, you know... Yeah, I went out to a Ren Fair, and I bought this crystal globe, and the lady who sold it to me is like, make sure you cover it during the day. Mystic energies from the sun will cause it to expand. She goes... No, it's a giant ball of glass. It'll catch fire, you moron.
That's awesome.
You gotta put a little more smoke in your voice when you say that. Yeah, it's a giant ball of glass. It'll catch fire.
I mean, if my old gypsy lady was from Boston, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cockies. Where are the cockies?
You guys want some donkeys? Go down there and get some donkeys. Then we head on down to the Sox. Watch the Sox game.
I parked the car over there in the yard.
Favorite part of my day is when I come pick you up from work, because there's a chance you might not be there.
So we had a guy from Boston that used to work for us
years
ago.
Yeah.
And he had that thick Boston accent. Well, there was this individual that was promiscuous through the company, and they were giving him shit.
Was
it
the one who slept with the union president?
No, different one. Hey. They were giving him crap about how she was pregnant and it was his. And he goes, No, I had a vasectomy. It's like, so you...
Whoops.
That's not a denial.
Nice.
I used to work with this guy from Arkansas. His last name was S-O-A-R-D. It's pronounced Sword. Everybody's favorite last name, Sword. But he'd be like, guys, I do not sound like Bill Clinton. Quit making that. We sound totally different.
I did not have sexual relations.
And we're like,
with
no,
that
dude,
woman.
No, Alan. To us, you sound exactly like fucking Bill Clinton.
Wait. Like fucking Bill Clinton? Or like Bill Clinton? With
you sound exactly fucking like Bill Clinton.
That's a little more better.
One of the appearances I've seen of Bill Clinton recently is I watched the Michael Jordan documentary on Netflix. It was, The Last Dance,
that's
what it's
good.
Called. And he's in there for a short period of time, and it's, you know, Bill Clinton and his little thing. It doesn't say former president, nothing like that. It just says, crap, where is he from? Arkansas. Arkansas resident. That's all it says.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's the way it should be. You're out of public office. You're not that person anymore. Go
like
away.
When Obama was on there, just Barack Obama, Bulls fan.
Wow.
it was good. Everybody else, you know, all the historians they talk to, all the former teammates and coaches and everything, childhood friends, they all got details, but big public figures, they just got like...
And that's exactly how society should be.
It was funny.
Sounds like a creative choice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, people are going to see him and not know who they are.
Well,
I don't know. Have you seen Bill Clinton lately? Oh, yeah, you just said you have.
Yeah.
He looks like he's walking dead, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, you also see him, like...
Crypt keeper.
He still attends, like, all the inaugurations and stuff, too, so you see pictures of him then.
He's only 50 years old.
I mean, how old is he? Like, 60, 70 years old?
He's at least
He looks
upper
like he's
70s.
90. We're going to find out.
I mean, when you reach a certain... Like, it happened to my all my grandparents. When they reach a certain point, they just start dropping weight like crazy.
Yeah. Kurt's waiting for that day.
Me too.
Wow. Shots fired.
Bill Clinton is 74 years old.
Yeah, I figured he's about that.
He don't look.
He looks like he's about 110.
No, he doesn't look that bad.
Oh, he looked the one last time I saw him. He looked that bad.
He isn't the prince.
Oh yeah.
So
the crown prince of England, like he is.
Yeah.
He looks like a liver spot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, just like a whole person.
You're
that's just
Charles.
Well, look. No. Yeah. Recently redeceased.
Yeah.
Oh.
Recently redeceased.
Prince Philip.
Yes, that's his name. Philip.
Prince Philip, God rest his soul.
Recently redeceased. Jesus.
Was he undead or something?
I think Will was implying.
I think he just caught up to being dead.
Like, if you ever saw pictures of him, he makes Gandhi look like a swole dude.
Oh. Wow.
Gandhi was pretty swole for a guy that wore diapers.
No, Gandhi was not swole. Gandhi might have been ripped, but like he was thin as shit.
It was a joke.
Gandhi was like three toothpicks taped together.
So, we're on Smuggler's Ship.
No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's back to kick some butt.
Gandhi 2.
Gandhi 2. Electric Bull.
Now with more nukes.
This is well before that, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, UHF. It's on Amazon Prime.
UHF is pretty great.
No, I was talking about Mark's Electric Boogaloo reference.
You get
this
to
was
drink
well before that, yeah.
Yeah, the Gandhi 2 thing.
Yeah.
Which is on UHF.
Yep.
I found it.
On Amazon Prime.
A movie I went to the theater the first time around with Mike Lotus that we were talking about earlier.
Ah!
Michael
good job, Mike.
Lotus.
I knew he had good taste.
Michael Lotus.
You got a theme song for him now?
There it is.
All right.
That was his cheering section.
What is
there.
He, up to bat?
No, he's going up to the free throw line.
No, he was just a football player.
I don't know one for that one, sorry.
All right.
All right. So,
Smuggler Shiv.
Did you find the place we're going to, their GM?
The Crow Rock?
Let's go with yes.
The Rock's Rocktail Rock?
I was really sweating it for a while there.
Chicken
and
Rock.
And then I realized, oh yeah, I'm the GM. I can pretty much make it up as I go. So,
Chickatail Rock.
Pete was at a gaming conventions when he, in the middle of the session, he realizes he's the GM.
Yeah. That happened once.
That sitting down, like, I'm looking at the time, like, it's like 15 minutes past time to go. And
getting his character
Pete's over there looking at his computer, like, do, having a good time. I'm like, thinking to myself, like, what the fuck's going on? And Pete goes, oh, yeah, I'm the GM. I'm like, oh, God.
You mean
he's
I'm
like,
running this?
I need more coffee.
In a world filled with
lack of sleep and a lot of drugs. I need more coffee. A
couple years it'll be a little easier when that kid's, you know, doesn't need constant supervision.
It was just funny.
Man, they make cages for them. You just set them up in the living room. They pop up, come in a bag. You put the kid in the cage. Life is good.
In big cities, they used to have ones that you put out on the ledge of your window, and they secured, and they were called baby air cages, so it was beneficial for them to get fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice.
And sunlight.
Unfortunately,
17 stories up.
Unfortunately, there's no fresh air in the large cities, but, you know, it's a good idea.
Well, back in 1917.
Yeah, that's true.
The ones who survived, really strong.
They also helped build the skyscrapers. We're afraid of hostages.
Speaking of
iron workers.
Uh-huh.
I have submitted my request for those days off, and
to yourself,
I approved
and you
them
approved
myself,
it,
so
it yourself?
I'm
okay.
Good.
All right, so it's October 8th, 9th, and 10th, right? Yeah, okay. So make sure you got the right the correct
Khan
dates.
3, Wrath of Khan.
Yeah. Friend Khan 3, The Revengeing.
The Revengeing.
Friend Khan 4, fuck you, Brit.
Revengeing?
Precon 5.
Of course.
Pothole.
I mean, it is Illinois.
Yes. Why not?
Precon 6.
You should save the revenging for 6 so it can be Precon 6, Revenge of the 6th.
Revenge of the 6th. I like it.
Precon 6, Post Hole Digger.
For digging holes.
For posts.
Posts.
Precon 7, why are we still doing this?
I was just waiting for you to wrap it up.
There's no wrapping it up.
Yeah, okay.
It's just going to keep going until like, you start.
That's what she said.
He just goes raw. It's all.
Just be careful when you're with those strippers. You don't want a jalapeno seed stuck in your wiener.
You don't have to worry about that.
I have a segue. There is no wrapping it up unless you're meta, which looks like a spent condom.
It's a callback. A storm giant's used condom.
Let's hope that other part made it into the other episode.
Yeah.
Hey, Meta. How come the others keep calling you Cocksleeve?
Wow.
Wow.
It's because I'm really good with chickens.
Yeah, that checks out.
Like choking them or.
So it was a good save.
Are we going to cross this ravine now that we're all up and moving?
I don't know. So smuggler Shiv.
Did we get through the evening?
Yeah, we haven't slept technically yet.
Because Tam wants to have another sparring session with Nav.
That's right. We left off with you guys camping on the Red Mountain, right?
Sparring session?
Calm down, Neil.
Hey, I'm calm.
Camping Red Mountain overnight.
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Did you roll percentiles?
Let me
see if there
let
was
me
a
pretend to roll percentiles.
Dire Chupacabra that attacks us in the night?
Let you know. Yeah, uneventful evening.
An easy peasy,
Japanesey, whatever.
We will be together.
Wow, that's a throwback there.
Yep.
Bet I'm the only one else at this table that even knows what the hell you're talking about.
That was back before music was invented.
Not before the sound of music.
I guess technically the sound would have to come before music, so I guess that checks out.
Yeah.
So about that ravine.
Ravine?
The waterway that we are going to cross to
yeah. Okay.
So you
maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess.
Do your morning rituals, whatever those are. And I know Ronan's got a ritual in the morning. He does something
with play
bones.
With boners.
I
now,
don't know.
Yep. Under the rules of dogs, if we pee on top of this mountain, the entire island belongs to us, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think that's...
Yep. That he who pees the highest wins. Brian Griffin.
I think we killed the thing that owned it, so it's ours anyway.
So then you start heading north again to get to the shore. Doom, 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 doom. Sorry, bitchin' Camaro just jumped in my head there. Room around town says you think about going down to the shore.
I ran over my neighbor.
This is now what happens when everybody Camaro, at the table has ADE.
Yeah.
And COD.
ADE? Is that what you say?
ADD.
Oh, okay.
I heard it too, Mark. I think you
meant ADOP. Attention deficit old people.
Not all of us are old.
What'd you say, Sonny?
What'd you say?
We're not old. We just don't care.
No, Kurt, you're old.
So you make it to the shore uneventfully.
And I don't care.
Oh, wait, it's an event getting to the shore, but yeah, you know what I meant.
Cam tries to find fun places to slide down the slopes.
Okay. Perception check.
37.
Eight.
That was close.
You think you found a good one, but then when you go to slide, you just kind of fall over. You can try again if you want.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I don't want to take a lot of time. I don't want the two whole episodes of you walk. Like, you
know, No. That's never going to happen. Again.
We'll never have a combat that's 3 sessions long.
Again.
Oh, wait.
Again.
Again. And then again.
So, you're at the shore. You see the little island that we like to call D7 over there. Pew. The question now is how do you want to try and get there?
Pew. How far away is it?
Helicopter.
Pterodactyls.
Ooh, I like that one.
3/4 of a mile-ish.
Mm. Oh, so a ways?
Maybe even just a half a mile.
How deep does the water seem to be in this area? I mean, are we talking like ankle deep, we can walk out there? Are we talking it's like drop off?
No, it's going to drop off. Because I'm looking at the map, you know, and it gets really, really dark in the middle. So that means it just, you know, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
Tam is prepared to swim.
I'm going to summon an instrument.
Okay.
A giant sized...
Cello.
Cello.
Cello. A giant sized Scottish bagpipe. and I'm going to inflate it and then plug the holes.
Okay.
And then we now have a floating raft.
So you need, oh God, how many corks would you need? So each one of those pipes has holes in it all the way to the end.
You can just plug the pipe at the at the base. Like, you can take the pipe off and then just plug that hole.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to chuck the
No, I'm going to plug the hole and then put the pipe back on hold it in place.
Of course. To do otherwise.
Haven't you ever made a giant raft out of a bagpipe?
As one does.
Right. So, okay. How long is this bagpipe going to last you?
4 minutes.
4 whole minutes, you
say. So we're going to get all holes plugged and it'll disappear.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but if we use the air pressure to propel the vehicle. Yes, vehicle.
It'd be like,
it's now a vehicle.
Letting loose on a balloon, right?
Pretty much.
Let it loose in the
air. So we're going to be in the water.
but it's directed because we'll have Nath and various other people holding it in place.
And we'll be in the water, so it'll be like a very weird jet ski.
How rough does the water look, GM?
Really rough now that we got a fucking bagpipe jet ski.
I mean, are we talking like the storm coming in, or are we talking?
No. The eye is on the other side of the island. So
are we talking like if we were to be able to get 5 on the swim check, we'd be able to
at least
move forward?
10. Yeah.
You need at least a 10?
Yeah.
So Meta starts tying a rope around her waist.
Didn't we wait so you would have levitate?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the rope's for.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I think a half mile might be outside that, though, wouldn't it? How long does your levitate last?
It's a minute per level, right?
Stand by.
Yeah, I don't think that your bagpipe is going to last long enough, Neil.
That'll be fine. We'll just redo it in the middle.
I'm telling you, man, just summon a big cello. They're hollow. They'd float.
Cello. Okay, we could try that. How about a huge-sized cello
made
so it's
boat?
Actually like a canoe?
Cello made of boat.
Thanks, Nath.
I'm just imagining there's wrecked ships everywhere and just call up the cello from the bottom of the sea. We already know that it at one point could float.
Yeah. We'll just call it from Davy Jones's locker. Yeah,
levitate will last for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we'll be okay.
Challenge accepted.
All right.
Half a mile.
We'll be fine.
Is there any material around here?
Four minutes.
There's a fucking cello.
Make a boat out of.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're on a bad
raft.
Cello.
We're on a bad mountain.
Cello. Rolling. Cello.
I mean, it's only got to go half a mile, but I don't think that cello is going to cover the distance.
It'll be fine.
Minutes,
we'll just recast in the middle of swimming. It'll be okay.
But you take and turn it on its side, and cello, you got a base.
So are we thinking it might take them more than 4 minutes to swim across?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Ugh.
But will it take us more than 4 minutes to paddle across?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
In that case, Meta starts stripping off her armor and her shield.
Okay.
I start looking for the stuff to
You can take your clothes off, too, but keep your skin on.
Seductive music starts playing.
From a cello.
From a cello.
Cello.
A giant cello.
Tam offers the bag of holding to put it in.
I've got some glitter for you if you want.
Meta will go ahead and put the armor and shield in the bag of holding that Tam offers. And so when I take 10, that'll be 8 on swim.
Excellent. So don't take 10.
So I'll have to roll it.
Tam will swim next to Meta to make sure she gets across.
Now, to answer Ronan's question, which was, is there anything I can make a raft out of here? Yeah. I mean, how much do you weigh? Not much, right?
Yeah, I don't weigh much.
30, 40 pounds at the most?
Yeah, I'll give you exact number.
Why don't you?
Don't forget to include
I weigh 30 pounds.
Don't forget to include your equipment.
I am 2'2" tall.
And like Neil said, with the equipment?
That is 37 pounds.
Yeah. You can find a log or something that you could use to paddle across like a golem or golem from, you know, Lord of the Rings.
How about a cello?
He could probably.
We could all have our own cellos.
Well, you can only summon one in a certain amount of time.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Because when I summon a new one, the
even
other
still,
one goes poof.
I'm going to start swimming.
So what we'll do is, in the middle of this cello ride, I will count down to when it's going to disappear, and in those 6 seconds, we're going to jump right at the last second, so the new one will appear right
below
us.
How many people do you think fit on this freaking cello?
I said it's huge sized.
I know you said that.
It's any instrument you can hold with two hands. Technically, I can hold it with two hands. I can't lift it, but the spell description says hold with two hands.
That's fair, because that would make sense for like floor harps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm down for this.
And we'll just count down. When I say six, you jump, and then it'll disappear, and a new one will appear below us. It'll totally work.
I'm okay with trying this.
I think it sounds hilarious.
Yeah, we should do this. Come on.
Anybody else can swim, but I'm going to try the giant cello boat.
Nath will join the giant cello
boat. We can paddle with the bow.
Right. So let me ask you this. To resummon one is the standard action?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
That's why I'm counting down the last round. When it hits six, mm-hmm. I will complete casting my first spell, or my second spell, and at that same instant, the first one will disappear, and the new one will appear.
A prepared action.
How many times can you do this?
It's a cantrip.
As many times as he wants.
All fucking day.
Interesting.
Crazy.
Well, instead of swimming by myself, since now they're going to have a boat, a cello boat.
Cello.
I will get on the back and kind of push it with my legs as I kick.
You're going to kick?
The shore.
You'll be the motorboat?
I will be the motorboat.
Be the motorboat. You have to make that sound the whole time.
Meta will definitely climb on top of the cello.
Better take a deep breath the way we talk through episodes.
All right. You summon your cello. You all get on board.
Yes. It's going to be in the water. Is that the plan? First. Yes.
Tam will help push it out into the water.
Okay.
Making a raft with an oar.
We've got an Artemis as a motor for this boat.
So, wait, Kurt, what'd you say?
I'm still making a raft.
Oh, you're making your own?
A raft with an oar, yep.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
You're not digging the whole musical instrument for a boat.
Yeah, well,
huh?
We're going to take off, so you just stay here on the Red Mountain where the devil's from, and we'll be over here. Bye.
See you later, because that'll take you several hours.
Yeah, I only really need a log.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Nath will actually assist with the
don't help
swimming
him.
Behind.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to help Ronan. I was going to fucking shun you.
Motorboat.
Yes.
Are you guys going to take turns making the sound? Or are you going to do it at the same time?
Well, one go.
Tim will sit in the back of the boat with rations and like feed them little bits so they keep their energy up.
When Artemis takes a break from the sound, Nath will pick up.
Nice.
So you trade off, yeah.
And as this is happening, I'll play the cello instrument as we're going.
Okay.
Entertainment.
Anybody going to steer?
Inspire competence?
It's not my job.
Yeah, the people swimming.
Meta will hold on for dear life. Well,
that's propulsion, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, you also steer with propulsion.
It's like
though.
When you're kayaking, you know, like you're propelling and steering at the same time with the paddle. So, like, if we need to go to the left, I just, whichever one's on the left, I'm like, hey, you swim a little
stronger. You
swim
more.
You start, yeah, you start beating them a little bit more.
Faster, minion, faster.
Hey, Nath, I'm going to need you to pick it up. Already slow down.
That's how you steer. It's not particularly accurate, but we don't need particularly accurate.
Yeah, probably not.
We're going to hit an island here. I think we'll be fine.
Oh, Lordy. All right. So we have a plan.
Until the Duros show up.
You're welcome, Duros. Listeners.
It is a plan, yes.
Yep.
So, gotta get ready to jump.
And Meta has a prepared action.
Yeah.
That if we get attacked,
yeah.
She immediately casts Levitate.
Levitate, yeah. That's what I would do. Yeah. Okay. So, you summon your musical instrument. Everybody climbs on board, except for those kicking.
And Ronan.
And Ronan, who is
on his own.
Making his own freaking raft. And
I just bet he gets done. He's like, he's all proud of it. He goes, guys, look! And we're like, we're already on the island.
We're back from the island.
We're already back from the island. It's the next day.
Oh, Ronan, you missed it.
There was mountains of gold.
There were so many whores over there.
Lots of handies.
I've never seen a Griffly with tits like that.
I mean, sure, they were augmented, but I didn't care. They were still lovely.
Jeez. You head on over. Jarwin's counting, keeping count.
Yep, yep.
And I suppose you can summon that wherever you want it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So realistically, he could just summon it below the one that we're on,
yeah.
And so it would just float up, but, you know, the jumping thing's funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, hold your breath and jump. Why do we got to hold our breath? Just jump. So silly. Okay.
Watch out for the strings.
Twang.
Flap.
Flong. Oh, shit.
Now he has to tune it.
No, Meta.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Is that how that one goes?
Not with that attitude, he can.
No, he can't. He managed to get all the way across over into onto the island. And upon getting there, you see on the far side of the island from where you are, a mast sticking up out of the ground because it's got the crossbar, you know. And yeah, that's definitely a mast. And oh yeah, there's crow's nest up there. So looks like you might have a shipwreck scenario going here.
Oh, we haven't had any of those on this island.
So you're on this small little island, and the only immediate feature is a shipwreck on the far side. What do you do?
Well, first I look to see if Ronan's left shore yet.
Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
While we're waiting on Ronan, Tam wants to talk to Jarwin.
Okay. Do so.
Okay.
And Meta starts putting her armor and shield back on.
Okay.
I took the liberty of looking this up, well, at least as close as I can get.
Uh-huh.
I had an 18 craft check on my raft.
Okay.
And I show the speed for a rowed boat is acceleration of 10 feet and a maximum speed of 30 feet.
What do you think Ronan on a log could do?
I figured at least half that.
Okay. That sounds fair to me. What do you guys think?
We made it on a cello, so I think he can make it on a log.
Cello, yeah. So
I just think it's going to take him a while to get a log.
I mean, it's going
to
take him at least an hour.
It's log. It's log. It's thick. It's heavy. It's wood.
You just gotta pull off log, all of the twigs to make it.
It's good.
Hydrodynamic.
It's good.
Yep. So, what kind of effort did you put into it with that kind of a crafting check, do you think?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Just to be clear, you are crafting a log.
Yeah. Yeah, crafting a boat, small boat, out of a log.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not crafting a boat.
Oh. No, he's crafting
a
log.
He's using a log as a boat, but like he's got to either find a pre-fallen log or chop down a tree and strip it. And either which way, he's got to strip the branches.
Right.
Right.
So like probably an hour. So like we'll be on the island for like 59 minutes.
Dude, I'm only 2 foot tall. I don't need a 10-foot log.
Yes, but you still have to make the effort and time. That is the point.
Give me a perception check.
Out of morbid curiosity, what is your swim skill?
18.
Oh God, 7.
That's 16.
So, I mean, you could take 10 and probably keep up with the cello.
Probably.
But he didn't. Like, this is what he chose to do.
He's dignified frog. He needs his own craft.
For perception, that is a 22.
22. Excellent. Okay, so with that, you find the ideal Ronin-sized log. Now, the hard part is getting it to the water for Ronan, I think. You got to get it rolling just the right direction.
I have a quarterstaff for leverage.
Okay. Let's go with, I don't want to say strength check, but if you got a quarterstaff for leverage, I'd give you a bonus on that of a +2.
I also have a crowbar, whatever that would add, if that's better.
Quarterstaff's probably better. It's because it's longer and it's got more leverage. Roll me a strength check.
Wonderful.
Roll a 1, roll a 1, roll a 1, roll a 1.
19.
No shit. Wow, you nailed it. It starts rolling down the shore, right into the water, and now you can find something to use for a paddle, if you wish, or if you're just going to kickboard it, you know, whatever.
Quarterstaff, sure. Quarterstaff work for a paddle.
Arms and legs hanging off either side.
Yeah.
Gollum.
Yep, so... just kind of a swim aid.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend too long. I don't want to wait for like an hour for them to get across. I'm just looking for something I can float on.
Right.
Especially since Jarwin's usually a dick to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that riding on his cello would somehow have a negative effect for me. So.
Probably. Yeah.
Be fine.
He'd probably try and shove you in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Bail water. Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
He's got a tongue or something.
So, yeah, you're behind them a little bit, but none of this hour bullshit that Neil's trying to tell you. You're in decent shape.
Well, I thought he was crafting a boat.
Well, there you go thinking again.
Was my confusion, because he said a log with a boat. I'm like, wait, what?
No, I just looked up the speed of a boat or whatever was closest that I could find.
Gotcha.
I think you're conflating what Will was saying earlier.
It happens.
What was that again?
Did you get for listening to me?
Right. You said something about made out of boat?
Cello made out of boat.
Made out of boat.
Okay, so, yeah, about the time that Meta is done buckling up her armor, here comes Ronan in, you know, real close visual range. So hey. He's not too far behind.
Hey, it's the frog.
Maybe next time, Jarwin.
Okay.
So, here you are.
I'll get a role play with somebody sometime.
Maybe.
You didn't want to talk to Jarwin anymore?
No, I did, but you just skipped 10 minutes of time. And
it can happen at the same time. It's a fantasy world.
Okay, well, you had specifically jumped ahead, so I didn't want to backtrack.
No, that's fine. It could happen. I'm just setting the record straight.
So I imagine Jarwin and Tam kind of like standing at the edge of the water watching Ronan rowing his boat and just kind of quiet at first, and then she goes, "So, you're from Opara, right? I've seen the manual that you read."
Yeah, I went there to study. Yeah, I'm not originally from there, but
not a lot of Serenites up there. Where are you? Thuvia? Kaladesh?
No, I'm actually from Rahadun, the desert.
What's with the tattoo?
I just like it. Huh? Kind of fits with my whole flamey, burny, kill things, but it's okay because I'm lawful good and I'm doing it to improve the world kind of thing.
All right. Well, all right. It's your life.
Yeah. Why do you ask? You're just curious?
Well, my uncle always told me, Uncle Carson always told me rumors about the academy.
Ah.
But many of the rumors he said, said they only took locals.
For the most part, yeah.
Well, for the rumors, not the whole academy, but...
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know if you're familiar with the rumors that I'm referring to, but...
Probably.
Okay, so, I'd like to know what, I can expect out of people sometimes, and if you've studied there and followed through with some of the rumors.
I would say some of the rumors might be true, some of the rumors probably aren't, if that makes sense.
Yes, but it's not particularly reassuring.
If you're trying to ask whether I'm a trustworthy companion or a worthy of trust, like, am I going to stab you in the back or that sort of thing?
No, I'm not. Okay. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, who is it that you want to stab?
Oh, gotcha. I wouldn't worry about that. It doesn't really concern you.
Fair enough. It's not any of them, is it?
I'm not.
Let me rephrase. It's not Meta, is it?
She might deserve to be stabbed for that disgusting skin-walking shit she does, but no.
All right, that's good enough. And she kind of just pats him on the back of the shoulder and turns and walks away to help Meta buckle armor on.
I did that once.
Yeah, so never let you down. That was too much. Just thinking about it, dry heaving.
Nath's feeding the snakes, watching as the frog on a log.
What up?
Gently floats towards the island.
Frog on a log.
It's probably a slog.
The hole in the ocean, something. I don't fucking remember.
Looks like a slog because he's not very proficient with that log. Yep. Is our frog.
What's that in the woods? Looks like a hog. Oh, it's going to get trapped in that bog.
The log on the frog.
Look out for that smog.
Who is making a slog.
There's a mainland to the island. Scottish folk song about a bog.
And a log.
I'm not surprised.
With a frog and a hole in the ocean.
Not that last part.
You know what's really useful for getting through bogs?
What's that?
Clogs.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, that probably isn't true.
No, it's not, but it rhymes, and that's where I was going with.
Right, but like... Yeah.
I had clogs, but they got ate by dogs.
Somebody might get stuck in a bog one day with clogs and try to use them, and then, they'll blame us.
Then
they can just take the clogs off and keep going.
Well, I think the bog's going to take the clogs off. I don't think you're going to have to worry about it.
Well, there we go.
What kind of clogs are they? Are they
the dogs will find the clogs?
Are they formal clogs?
No, they're like the big, thick wooden platforms you tie to the bottom of your shoes to keep them out of mud.
Like okay. The Dutch people do.
Yeah, that's why I was seeing which kind they wear.
Poor people in Tupelo, Illinois. Weird. Yeah, the wooden shoes.
Hooden shoes? Hood?
The hooden.
There's an H in
the
there?
The hooden shoes.
Hooden shoes? Where's the H at?
Hooden shoes. It's two
It's in the same place as the R in Washington.
Ah. It's or, that invisible.
Or Worsley.
Worsley.
I was called Worsley for years.
Marcos Washuli.
Oh, hey there, Worsley. How you doing? Yeah?
So anyway, while we're waiting for our frog on a log to make his slog across the channel, I'm going to go towards the top of the... the island, so that I can see over the pinnacle and see what's going on with that mast that's in the sky on the other side. What it's attached to.
Okay. Yeah.
One gold says it's attached to a ship.
It could be.
One gold
sounds like
says
it took that bet.
Ship is under the water.
It might not be.
Your money talks?
Ooh.
Yeah, it does. Watch. Smack.
Ow! Hey,
Georgia. Okay, so you top that crest, and you look. You see what is indeed a shipwreck, and in this case, it should be floating. I mean, it's at the right height where it looks like it should be floating. And then you look close, and you notice big holes in the hull. It wound up settling just high enough to make it look like it's normally sailing, if that makes any kind of sense. So it's normal, you know, the bottom of the hull is submerged underwater, like it ought to be. But then the top decks are just above the water, like they ought to be. They're only slightly at an angle from stem to stern. On its axis is just tilted ever so slightly.
So it's like on a beach, pretty much.
It's been beached here. Yeah. But, you know, the top 10 feet, I'm sorry, the bottom 10 feet or so of the boat is submerged right now. So, and it looks almost level. Not quite. So the mast is sticking up in the air. Oh, look, there's a shorter mast up front. Yeah, so you've got two masts on it. So it's a decent sized ship, but it's not huge.
I'll turn around and call back down. Hey, it looks like there's a two mast schooner run aground over here on this side. Perhaps we should check it out when the frog gets done with the slog on the log.
What's a schooner?
It's a small ship with two masts that carries cargo and or persons.
Cargo!
So it's a ship.
Or beer, depending on where you're at.
Or whores.
Whores.
Yeah, whores. Quarters beer?
Whores and finery.
Whores beer.
Whores and finery. That's kind of ship.
So, Mark, should I go ahead and mark myself one gold richer?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I mean, you're being cheeky, but yeah, I'll give you a gold, love. It's fine.
Enough time passes where Ronan has now rejoined you.
I got 10 gold now.
10 gold.
See the list of fucking loot we have to sell.
Well, yeah, and I got, there's a bunch of gold pieces in Ronan's bag. I've got that listed down too, but.
Hey, Ronan, glad you could finally make it. You know, the cello was here like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, why didn't you join us?
He wanted to give me a chance to get my armor back on.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
All right, well, there is a two-mast schooner just over the top of this rise. That's beached on the other side.
That's a ship.
And as we walk, Tam will kind of lean down to whisper in Ronan's quote-unquote ear, I wouldn't trust Jarwin either.
So, we go over the crest of the hill, and we start to make our way down to the ship. Can I make out, how is it orientated? Is it, the aft is away from us, or do I have to go around the back to try to find the name of the ship, or is it, on the bow? Is there any kind of identifying markings?
There probably was at some point, but that particular chunk of the boat disappeared long ago.
Clever.
Chunk.
Clever.
Yeah. I know.
No, Captain Chunk.
So, it's a holy vessel.
Hang on, let me pee on it. Okay, now it's holy.
So, do you guys want to just try going through one of the holes in the side there? Is there one big enough for us to, get in?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, and to answer your question, I'm sorry. It's lengthwise parallel with the shore.
Broadside.
So, a broadside to it. All right. Yeah, let's go on board and look around.
Yeah, let's check out the holes.
Is this the port or starboard side of the ship?
The side facing the island.
There's no facing in Pathfinder.
That's for creatures, not for ships, you fuck.
Well, ship's very specifically used facing in Pathfinder. Yes.
I mean, if it's orientated the way the map is, I would say it's probably the starboard side is on the land.
Now, if it were a mimic ship, then there's no facing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's another loophole about how to find mimics.
Yeah.
Which way is it? Chest facing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
For those of you who weren't here last night, / our listeners, they discovered a semi-foolproof method of determining whether or not something is a mimic. Try to cast magic missile at it, because you can't cast magic missile at objects. So
it's not working.
You're not sure if that chest is a mimic? Cast magic missile at it.
Pew! Pew! It doesn't work. Ah, it's not a mimic.
So, yeah. You proceed. Are you walking out?
No, we're motorboating out.
Okay.
I mean, how far is it, really?
It's only 50 feet.
some know, cello. Cello. Well, let's cello it.
What I'm saying is part of it is rent a ground, correct?
No, it's all
shipwrecked. Oh, so in the water. It's like on a coral.
It's all yeah. surrounded by water. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's right. let's that makes difference. Let's cello it out.
Cello.
Cello. For 50 feet.
Cello. Yeah. I'm not going to get wet cello. If I don't have to.
Well, I was going to say you'd have to
fjord cello's your like half cello. The size of
oh,
that.
Wait. No, it's disappeared by then, and you just, you know, cello. A new one. Yeah.
Huge size cello. Let's go.
There's always time for cello.
That's terrible. I love
and,
it.
You know, depending on what we find, you might have to go back and forth, too, like that's a ferryman.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just get a. Just think of a longer instrument. It could just be a bridge.
Yeah, but he can only summon one at a time. Is yeah. that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, think of a really long instrument oh. instead of one that's both wide and long.
Huge xylophone.
Huge xylophone.
Colossal xylophone. It's 75 feet wide.
Now, after this, fifth level, everybody's dipping into bard.
Just for summon instrument.
Yeah, I actually can't cast the spells for it, but it'd be funny.
We could all make ourselves kettle drums. We could have little coracles.
I'm going to be honest. This might be the most powerful spell in all of Pathfinder, because you could just drop a massive instrument on something.
And all right.
Summon it. Piano!
I do think you have to summon it in your hands.
Yeah. Summon colossal sure. piano.
Sure, if you want to play by the rules.
Fuck
dropped
that.
A baby grand on that orc. Look,
look at what happened. Look, there's his tooth.
Oh, also really great for hunting coyotes.
Yeah, very good.
Why does it say Acme on the side of it?
Don't ask.
Nath will assist with the paddling just again.
Motor yeah, boating, ship. Sir.
Yes, the motor boating.
Here's your cello.
Cello.
Where'd you get a map card of a cello? That's amazing.
That's pretty cool, awesome right? is what that is.
I know. That's what happens when you're a great DM.
I was going to say, that's some foresight.
Is Britt a fucking genius?
What does the die say?
Cannot foretell now.
Oh, you're using the wrong die.
No, I'm using the correct die.
No.
It's the eight ball, magic eight
magic ball.
Magic eight ball. Okay.
Magic eight ball.
I'm going to wait 6 seconds and try again.
Okay.
Magic eight ball. Is Britt a genius? You can count on it.
Sometimes.
The fates have spoken.
That doesn't look quite right, does it?
Wait, you're the genius. Nah, you tell me. Good.
I think this is probably
it's one of those non-Euclidean ships.
It's a Zeno ship.
It's from Ling.
It's a wog wagon.
Okay, let's go with that.
Wog.
You know, that's one of the things I've really been missing here lately, is boat drinks. I mean, like the last time I was in Sargava, they had this rum punch that was delicious. I hope the place is still there. It's called One-Eyed Jack's Snacks and Packs, and he sold adventuring goods on the side.
Snacks and Packs?
Yep.
Do you have any rum?
Why, no. I don't. Why? Do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
You and I have had very different experiences with boat clubs. The ones I had to go to when I was younger, they had Yacht Rock and champagne and cucumber sandwiches, which was all... I love those, but everybody was all very... snooty and talking about
posh.
Yes.
I mean, was it like they put a cucumber in a sausage roll and ate it lengthways? So, I mean, I've never had a cucumber sandwich.
Basically, it's just a general term for a type of hors d'oeuvre that's very light. So it's like a cracker and then some sort of like dip and then, you know, cucumber, sliced cucumber, or and then another cracker. But it might also not necessarily be a cucumber. It could be like a slice of tomato. Or just something else that's very light and, you know, something you could eat a lot of and then still go swimming.
Oh, so fancy fare.
What yes. is a yacht club?
It's a club for people who own yachts or who are related to people who own yachts.
And that's a big boat, right?
It's not necessarily big, but fancy. Luxury.
Remember the ship?
I thought it was a bludgeoning weapon.
Whores and finery?
Of course.
One of those.
So it's a ship like this one?
In much better shape.
This is a working ship. What they're talking about, and what you know, Tam just said, it's more of a pleasure craft,
entertainment.
Yes,
yeah.
Not cargo holds, but like bedrooms.
So people sail for fun instead of getting to places.
Yes,
yes, of course.
Well, why? It's more of like they'd float on the water. It's because they have money and they could. They're just like, look at me, I own a boat.
I own a big fancy boat.
I used to do something similar. The boats were not necessarily mine.
You would just like steal them?
Leisure cruises on calm waters can be very enjoyable.
I knew this bloke in Absalom and his name was Elmer J. Fudd, and he was a millionaire, and he owned a mansion and a yacht.
Did you work on the yachts, or did you own one? You've been very quiet about your past.
They weren't yachts, per se. That sounds much fancier than what they had at the docks, but they were like small fishing boats that weren't currently being used.
So you would just like take a boat out onto the water for fun that wasn't yours?
Yes. I'd then come back before anybody noticed, usually.
So, Nath, you're a pirate! I just realized that about you.
He's a snake pirate.
I suppose I am.
Well, if you took a boat which didn't belong to you and you sailed away in it, that would make you a pirate. I'm so impressed now. Yeah. Our little Nath, a pirate.
Arr.
I wonder if he's a shadow specialist.
Hey, pirate. When you say little Nath,
well, this got weird fast.
I still, why take a boat out for no purpose other than to just sit there?
Well, because it's fun, first of all.
Fun? That's inefficient. There's no purpose in it.
You don't do anything for fun, Meta?
I mean, back in the tribe, everything was fun, but there was a reason for it. It wasn't just, let's float here because we have nothing else to do.
Well, I mean, Meta, while I could explain this to you, with the whole socioeconomic stratus thing that they do in big cities, basically what happens is when people have enough money that they don't have to work every minute of their day to survive, then they get to do something that's called leisure. And leisure means that you don't have to do anything. Now, I know that's an odd concept for you, but it's like, think if you had the biggest harvest in your village ever, and everybody had a great feast, and then they just laid around for the rest of the afternoon because they were full.
So, Tam, that'd be like when I ran to the boat at Medio Galta and slept in the cabin, right?
Yes, where were we? Or the times when, you know, you'd be like, oh, I want to study, and I'm like, no, I'm just going to read for fun.
It's leisure.
Oh, okay.
Now, myself, I've always wanted to be a man of leisure, but I've never had the means. But I think after this trip, I will maybe have gotten a little closer
pretty
to
pretty sure
that.
If we sell this demon armor somewhere, we can all be men of leisure.
Too right.
Excuse me.
Truth. And ladies. Right.
Thank you.
I may even purchase one of those things they call leisure suits.
Change your name.
To Larry.
To Larry.
That was a great game.
Oh, man, it was so lewd.
Okay.
So about that boat.
So, we have the board set up now. Put yourselves on your cello.
Oh, never mind.
First time.
I'm the pig.
Why is there a pig?
That's you, Joan.
Wow. Wow. At least that's a wild boar. That's a little better than a pig.
A warthog.
Yeah.
We call him Pumbaa. Pumbaa.
Is that,
they call me Master Pig.
Where's yeah, there you go. Why do we have the pig? We don't need the pig. Is the
don't
pig?
You remember
is the pig
that was the hog that we saved from the bog?
Oh,
that on was, the log. That's the dog
near the log.
It was laying on the floor because
the frog was on the log, making the slog over to the island.
But the frog went over the channel because he was wearing flannel.
No more rhymes now. I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
Okay.
Are there rocks ahead?
If there are, we'll all be dead. As you approach.
Why is Ronan in my cello?
This time he wanted to ride.
Son of a bitch.
He's got a ticket to ride.
Tam got
he
a 13
care.
Higher if it's trapped.
He got a ticket to ride. I got an 18 for perception.
And 18. 17 for meta.
17.
15 for Nath.
15.
22.
I knew there would be somebody that would break that cycle.
Actually, I lied. That's a 27.
No.
I was going to say, it must have been a really shitty roll if I beat Meta on perception.
Damn it, Meta.
16.
Pay attention. Well, you approach what looks like a hole you can gain passage on this ship with, which is nearly in the middle of it. You're getting closer and closer. Meta thinks that she sees something moving in the dark, in there.
Yeah, great.
I've got dark vision if it matters.
In the dark,
like
dark.
A rainbow in the dark. No. No sign of the morning glory. can't do Dio. Brent is offended right now.
Good. He should be.
I can see this thing moving in the dark.
You thought you saw something. Something move.
Can I see it well enough to target it?
Do you have dark vision?
I do have dark vision.
Okay. You can try.
I try.
Okay. Are you aiming something at it?
The more summoning something on it.
Oh.
A giant cello.
We took those dips in bar. Hope you don't mind.
Hope you don't mind. Just wait. I'm going to hold it, but the weight of it is just going to make it propel out of my hand towards this thing.
You're just holding the top of it, and you summon it like upside down, so it just timber.
He's got a sidekick named Baba Louie.
So as a standard action, a shaman causes stardust to materialize around a creature within 30 feet. Causes the target to shed light as a candle, preventing it from gaining any benefit from concealment or invisibility. Creature then takes an 8 of 1 to penalty to attack rolls and sight-based perception. And they increase at higher levels, which currently at my level, it's minus 2 penalty.
For those at home, Britt's eyes are getting bigger and bigger as he realizes he's now going to have to illuminate a crate floating in water.
That's funny.
What are you trying to do?
To be fair, it says creature. Is this a creature that I saw moving that I can target?
Yes, I suppose.
Now it is lit up like a candle.
So it's like a fairy fire kind of scenario?
Kind of.
The important question is, are Nath and Artemis still... On our way out.
That's the important question?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing that matters.
I would think it'd be more important what just lit up in that hole in the boat.
No, we'll get to that in a minute.
Boat noises.
Boat noises. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely the boat noises are more important.
And as Meta does that, she calls
just
out.
Just because you can't hear doesn't mean that I didn't do it.
He's the trolling motor on the outboard, all right? Leave him alone. He's trying.
Sorry.
So as I do that, I call out. Hello there, we are come as friends.
Okay.
How are you?
Let me know if this makes any kind of sense.
50-50. It does not.
Does this fire, fire?
No heat.
Does this illumination radiate off?
Yes.
How many feet?
Like a candle. So
5 feet, and then 5 feet, and then 5 feet.
So 5 feet normal light, 5 feet low light.
10 feet low light.
10 feet low light, and then darkness.
Yep.
Okay.
My old friend.
And if it's a creature that's suddenly lit up that isn't used to that, it would probably have a reaction.
Like, oh, like thank you.
Like, holy shit, I just pooped my pants.
I appreciate this. It was so dark in here.
Yeah. Or if it's Jar Jar Binks, he'll be like.
Let's hope it's that.
Misa, eyes hurt.
What you see is illumination just on the other side of where the hole's edge. It's on the inside. You said it was 10 feet, 5 feet?
5 feet normal light, 10 feet low light, and then
darkness.
Okay. I'm going to say the hole is these two squares right here, right where the sails are bound on our map. And just on the other side of the hole is where the light is. So you just see light emanating like off screen, basically.
Does anybody else hope this is another ship captain that we can talk to?
Is there any response to my calling out? As friends. There is not. So that light lasts two rounds.
Twelve seconds. 12 seconds. And you guys are about 10 feet out from the being able to moor with this ship. So you know what's going to happen? We're going to have to find out what this is all about next time on Shield Bash. Thanks everybody for listening.
Cello.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And goodbye.
Please subscribe and listen frequently.
Mash that like button.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.